there was something inside of me that would never be complete unless I gave my heart to him. And that Christ loved me and gave himself for me as a payment for my sins. And that God wanted me in his family, and all I had to do was receive that forgiveness and embrace him. That was like night and day, total turnaround for me. For many of the rest of you, you were brought up in a Christian home, and the Bible tells us that we're supposed to raise our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In other words, they're supposed to know that God loves them, that God sees them, that God wants a relationship with them, that his way is best. And we're supposed to grow them up so it's a natural thing for them to not want the world, but to want to love the God that loved them first. And we have two people who are coming down here to be baptized today. And as I was talking with Felicia before this service that we're doing here, she was talking about how they had poured in and invested into Roland and Shaylee for years. And, of course, Mike and Gwen have also. And so Mike is going to come down here, and he's going to baptize his grandchildren because he's been a big part of allowing them to see God's way as they grew up. And so we're going to celebrate this with them because this is what God wants. Generation after generation, a legacy of faith left to our children. Mike?
Thank you so much for joining us in this wonderful day of celebration. I want to thank so many people, but I won't name specifics because I'd leave somebody out, but there are so many people that have touched my grandchildren's lives that have brought them to this day. And Gwen and I and the whole family are just so grateful for the love of Christ that you have shown my grandchildren. This journey started several months ago when my daughter approached me and said my grandchildren wanted me to baptize them. And I said, I'll pray about it. I didn't say yes. I said, I'll pray about it. And that started a journey of many one-on-one meetings where we discussed the seriousness of putting faith in Christ and then the following obedience of baptism. And that's what led us to this day. And I have come here with a full heart and ask you to share that with me. I'm going to ask Roland a couple of questions before we baptize. Roland, have you come to a place in your life where you have put your faith and trust, your whole heart, into trusting Jesus as your Savior?
Yes.
And are you ready now to follow him in obedience and baptism?
Yes.
If you know Roland and go ahead. Okay. If you know Roland and Shaylee, you know they are usually not lacking in words. But it's he's a little nervous today, as we all are. Step over here. Roland, my grandson, and also my brother in Christ. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried in baptism and raised in newness of life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. My granddaughter Shaylee went through this same journey, many hours of conversation about the gravity of this decision. And both of them, just the other day, I was letting them know the time is coming. And very succinctly, they said, each one said, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. That was their words. I'm ready. And I believe they were, or we wouldn't be here today.
My granddaughter Shaylee, and also sister in Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried in his likeness and raised in newness of life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, it's great, and I don't know if back there you could see the emotion that was on Mike's face as he kind of hold back tears. That's how baptism of our children ought to be, a great joy. Let's pray. Father, it is a wonderful gift just to be physically alive, but what a wonderful gift it is to be given spiritual life, to be born again, to have your Holy Spirit living in our hearts, to know that you love us and that you're with us, that you see us, and that our lives are pleasing to you. Father, we thank you so much for giving us this great gift, this opportunity to come to you through the sacrifice of your Son. We thank you that you love us more than physical life. And we give ourselves to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.